Warning, we're recording a double tonight, which means twice the amount of alcohol, and I just found an unopened bag of sunflower seeds. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Tuesday, July the 9th, 2019.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode,
Florida Man brings a baby to a burglary.
Florida woman's boss pays her with his wieners.
One Florida man gets bit by a jaguar, and another gets pinched for flipping his license plate.
And a Florida man goes sightseeing in all the wrong places.
Plus, fabulous Florida facts, listener email and B-mail, and much, much more.
We're not still doing Florida facts, are we?
We are still doing Florida facts. And since it is my sister's birthday, happy birthday, Nicole. I don't know if she listens. I know my brother does. I don't know if my sister listens. Let's see. She's 31. So let's do number 31. I just told how old she is. Number 31, Boston pitcher Tim Wakefield hails from Melbourne Beach.
That's it.
That was it.
Well,
you got another number you want to pick so we can get through two of these?
No, I want you to lose that book. Heather hates it. She's going to wear her ass out about it.
Oh, well. I'm actually going to see her this week.
All right. So we're doing a double tonight. We don't usually do doubles, but Joel's got some vacation stuff and it's summertime, so we're trying to get a little bit ahead.
Yep.
And, well,
it's a good thing it's summertime because that means it's hot and Florida Man has been extra busy. So I've had no problem picking lots and lots of stories.
We've had beverage issues tonight.
Yeah, that's true.
I thought we had a crisis and I thought we were going to have to call Domino's to bring us some Diet Coke, but we're okay. Apparently somebody was hoarding Coke Zero under the in the pantry that I didn't know about.
We got to do that in my house too because
I have to hide my snacks.
Yeah.
So I keep, well, I can't say where I keep them, but I have most of it's in my underwear drawer. I keep Oreos, any mixed nuts, peanuts. I'm now hooked on sunflower seeds.
You keep your nuts with your underwear.
I keep my nuts in my underwear drawer. That's a horrible place to. That's, I know, that's a great. I mean, you would think logically if somebody's going, all right, where would Phil keep his nuts? Well, they'd be in his underwear drawer.
Yep.
That's a horrible place to hide them. But I'm working on something else. I do have something else I'm working on.
What's that?
We're about to buy. I'm finally buying a gun safe. So,
and you're gonna put your snacks in it.
Put my snacks in it. This motherfucker is about 800 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
6 foot tall. That's where I'm keeping my snacks. I ain't telling nobody the fucking code. And no, it's not gonna be 69, 69, 69.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
No, it's gonna be something creative.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
That I can keep in my that I can keep in my phone because I know I forget. I have a safe here, a small safe, and I've had it for probably 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
If you held me at gunpoint, could not tell you any of the combination number of combinations.
Hmm.
I don't need to. I keep it in my phone, backed up in the cloud.
Do you keep your phone locked with a code, or do you just use your thumbprint?
Mm-hmm. This one's face thing.
So it doesn't face. Okay, you got the.
But I have a one. I have a password. I have a password app that you have to have face identity to open it.
Okay, that's cool.
Now, if you held me at gunpoint and opened up the app and held it to my face, you could get it.
And if you gain or lose your 20 pounds, you're not going to be able to open.
It
up
does pretty
anymore.
Good. No, it does pretty good. It does. It works with what I have found. It works with straight up. It works with my sunglasses.
Okay.
It doesn't work if I'm wearing my CPAP.
I would hope not. Anybody could put your fucking CPAP on and impersonate you.
Mm. God, these sunflower seeds are good. But, I mean, it's kind of hard to fuck up a sunflower seed, but I'm just saying. Mm. Oh, come on. We still got to do this damn thing.
This is the last one. This is the last one.
Thank God.
The True Crime Podcast Festival is this Saturday, July 13th at the Marriott downtown Chicago, right on the Magnificent Mile. There are over 90 true crime podcasters coming, including Pretend Radio, Our True Crime Podcast, The Hidden Staircase, Coast to Ghost, Death by Champagne, Nature versus Narcissism, So Dead, Murd Up, Murder and Such, The Murder in My Family, Murder Road Trip, Murderish, Murderous Minors, Killer Kids, Murder Town, Nothing Rhymes with Murder, Red Rum Blonde, and lots more, including me, Joel from Florida Man. And our show has nothing to do with murder, but they let us come by anyways. This is a full day event and gives you a chance to meet your favorite podcasters in a large scale meet and greet. with several panel discussions and live episodes too. And for more information about what those panel discussions are going to be, the timing, and what the live episodes are going to be, just go to truecrimepodcastfestival.com and I'll see you there.
That's the last time we got to do it.
That's the last time.
You want some sunflower seeds?
No, I'm good.
You sure?
Yep.
I'm good.
I trust you.
David, America's favorite seed brand. Mm. Major League Baseball.
Okay.
Official sunflower seed of Major League
Baseball. I'm just...
You believe me, right?
Sure.
Mm. Yeah. But it's really hard to carry on a conversation while you're trying to eat sunflower seeds.
Yeah, this is riveting for our listeners.
I know
sure.
It is. Well,
No trivia this week because I'm going to be out of town. But if you do want to go to the Brass Tap on Wednesday night or the Fancy Southern Cafe in Fort Myers on Thursday night, there will be substitute trivia hosts those nights. 7:30 at Brass Tap in Naples or 7:00 on Thursday at Fancy's. Mm. But it won't be me, so it won't be as good.
Okay, I'm done. I'm going to put them down until I don't have to read a story.
Okay. Mm. Do you have anything to promote for this week?
I'm promoting the fact that this Jack Daniels and diet is absolutely phenomenal.
It's not Diet Coke. It's Coke Zero. That's why it's better. And you know how that's...
You know how bad it is that I drink Diet Coke at work.
Uh-huh.
And I've gone in before and like, and I drink, you know, every morning. I bring two from the house. I don't do coffee, so I drink my Diet Cokes in the morning.
Same here.
Sometimes they just don't taste right. And then I figured out what it was. Some mornings they just don't taste right. You know why? There's no Jack Daniels in them.
Oh, yeah. It tastes very different.
Yep.
But Coke, I will say Coke Zero is my preferred.
So I should switch from Diet Coke to Coke Zero?
Yes. I was told by a coworker who was a young lady in her early 20s that Coke Zero is a dad drink.
A dad drink.
Yeah, she said it's the dad version of Diet Coke. So
what does that mean?
Well, I don't know what the fuck she meant, but I'm a dad, so I like Coke Zero.
Well, I don't want to follow what the people say. I mean, I want to know why.
I think it's because it's black and not silver on the cans. It's targeted more at men, and dads kind of want to, you know, we want to watch our slim figures. So,
and this is going to be tough because we have takeout coming.
Mm-hmm.
For the family with sushi. And I love sushi. So it's due to be here in about 10 minutes.
Well, if we have to take a break, we take a break.
Oh, wait. We just got a riveting message here. Hang on.
Uh-oh. From?
This is from Heather.
Oh, okay.
So Heather has said, I may or may not have texted Heather and said, I'm burning that damn Florida Facts book. That blows. And she replied back, oh, my God, it's so bad. Josh and I pay $5 now, and we both agree it's the worst. All right. So the public has spoken. Here's what we need to do, Joel.
I'm going to read three stories.
We're going to read three of them this week just to pit. No, we're not. No, you're going to give me the book. Give me the book. We're going to try something. Give me the damn book. Give me the book.
Right now?
Yeah, right now. Give me the book. All right. Pick a number.
133.
Here we go. 133. Here we go. You ready?
I'm ready.
In 1974... approximately 85 people contributed to the world's largest orgy in the state of Florida. That's some shit right there.
You just made that shit up.
I did. And that sounds a whole lot better than you freaking Amelia Earhart rowing across the ocean.
It was not Amelia Earhart.
Yep. Give me another number.
73.
Here we go. You ready? 73. In 1982, the world record for the longest blowjob was facilitated in Jacksonville, Florida at 4.3 hours. Now
that tells me that she's not really good at it. If it took that fucking long.
No more Florida stories. We got to come on another bit.
All right.
Oh, here's what we can do. We can start off with story number one. We need another bit, though. I like the stuff that we're doing with the quickies, but...
Mm-hmm.
We should maybe start injecting maybe one of the great quickie stories in some of these.
Injecting it?
Yeah.
Well, when we
are placing it, whatever you wish to call it, Joel, since you're correcting me.
When we get some more.
Those are fantastic.
They really are. It doesn't limit us to just Florida. That's what I like about it.
Okay, here we go. Florida man, let's go. Story number one. Let's get into tonight's episode. Florida man accused of taking a four-year-old on a burglary spree. Because nothing says, I need to go rob some shit like taking a four-year-old with you.
Yep.
A Florida man allegedly took a four-year-old boy on a burglary. James.
You even fucked up boy.
No, I didn't.
You fucked up girl and said boy.
Are you sure?
Well, I'm looking at the thing, and it says girl, and you said boy.
I don't know, Joel.
Now, don't go typing in.
Says boy on my
backspace.
What the fuck are you talking about? Command Z, undo. All right, let's try this again. I'm going to read slow this time because I know you don't hear too fast. A Florida man allegedly took a four-year-old girl on a burglary spree.
Now, that sounds more like what's written on the page.
James.
There was a famous pitcher with his name. Maybe it was a batter. I'm not sure.
A famous batter?
A famous baseball player with this last name.
What the fuck's a famous batter?
Well, he plays baseball.
A famous batter is like a flower or something. Like
beer batter?
Yeah, like Martha White.
Baseball player.
All right.
Anyway.
I got nothing. How do you fuck do you say it?
Giambra.
Giambra?
Yeah.
That was not a famous batter. That was Giambri. Giambi.
Was it?
Yeah, Jason Giambri. This is not it. Not Giambra. He had a little brother. Giambi.
You're right. Be Giambi. But the hard part. No. Wait. My fucking computer is so goddamn slow.
Well, if you quit polluting it with a website like spankme.com, you wouldn't have that problem.
No, Jason Giambra.
No, it's not.
I'm looking right at it.
Whatever. It's pronounced Giambi.
Jason Giambra, the happy handyman.
I guess I'm wrong. What the fuck you looking at? Well, we're going to call him James. James G. James G, 38, was reportedly arrested on Thursday for taking the child with him as he broke into several properties in Florida. A concerned citizen in Volusia County called 911 to report someone carrying large bags around his neighbor's property. The caller also said someone had messed with electrical wires on his boat in an apparent attempt to steal it.
What the fuck is electrical wires going to do on your boat? Know.
Later, another caller reported a suspicious man walking through yards with a young girl.
Well, he's not going to... Back to the fucking boat. He's not going to, like, drive it down the street. He's going to have to...
You can't... he was trying to hotwire a boat, I reckon.
Maybe he was talking about the electrical wires on the trailer. Like trying to hook it up to...
A deputy was talking to a woman on her second-story deck when the two heard a male voice from below. The deputy found James downstairs and took him into custody. The sushi's been delivered.
The sushi's there, and she's like...
Motherfucker. They had to eat it right there where we could see him in the studio.
Yeah, like right 4 feet away from me with just a piece of glass in between me and that sushi.
All right, well, cut the banter. We got to get through this damn thing so I can eat.
All right.
No, I'm kidding. Deputies didn't reveal the relationship between James and the four-year-old girl who was returned to family members.
So he was her babysitter?
I don't know. James remains in custody at Volusia County Corrections on several charges, including child neglect and grand theft.
What the hell?
Just fucked up.
Neglect is wrong. He's not. I mean, it might be child abuse, but it's not neglect because he had the kid with him.
Still,
he wasn't leaving her alone.
In an inappropriate situation, that's neglect.
I don't. Neglect is if you don't take care of the child's needs. He was bringing the child along.
Well,
I mean, unless the kid was hungry, I didn't say if it was.
Well, you don't know the sus. You don't know all the
4 year old. It's not like
the rest of the story.
It's a 4 year old kid. It's not like, you know, they got a diaper that he needed to change and he didn't.
Mm. All right, I want to hear this next story.
All right, story number two.
Florida, because I want you to read it so I can get some more sunflower seeds.
Florida woman gets paid in hot dogs. This is my dream job. 2 years ago, Florida woman Danielle Mamagona, a social media specialist, was casually scrolling through her Facebook feed.
Hang on. Her name is Mamagona.
Her last name is Mamagona. Her first name's Danielle. She came upon a post.
Wait, I'm not done.
Okay.
What denotes a social media specialist? How does one become a social media specialist?
Well, you work for an old person who doesn't know how to post shit on Twitter, and you do that for them.
And that makes you a specialist?
Yep.
Maybe I knew.
If you're a senior social media specialist, you do it on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Hmm. I just don't understand how. Since when does social media specialist become a career?
Since about 2008.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard of such.
Yep. She came upon a post that said Willy Yums, that is WILLY-YUMS. So Willy Yums, not Williams, Willie Yums hot dog stand was having a grand opening. She tried to post about the grand opening on different social media platforms, but failed to tag him because he didn't have any accounts. I was surprised, quote, I was surprised and I was like, maybe I can help him out with this. So I talked to him that very first day about it, unquote, Danielle recalled. The owner said he would love to help, but couldn't afford to pay her as the business was brand new. Instead, he offered to pay her in hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
Yeah. Danielle didn't blink. Quote, okay. I mean, I love hot dogs.
Of course.
Like a lot, unquote, Danielle said.
A lot.
She likes hot dogs a lot. How many hot dogs you got to pay somebody for them?
Well, we've done this before, haven't we? Have we had sex services paid with hot dogs?
No, it was a hamburger. He wanted to pay. Yeah, he wanted to pay with a hamburger, but
she wouldn't take it. Was a hamburger.
It. Yeah. And this is not a sex service. She's just doing social media.
I was not. I'm trying not to associate the two. I'm trying to find the. I'm trying to establish the value.
Okay. So
of
food as currency.
Food currency. Yes. It's like cryptocurrency, but it's food currency.
It's something with actual tangible value.
Correct. So if a hot dog, if a hamburger in the culture is worth a blowjob,
mm-hmm.
then what's a hot dog worth?
I would say about 4 tweets.
Okay. 4 what?
4 tweets on Twitter. Yeah. Because those are only 240 characters, I believe.
Okay.
So you can get about 1,000 keyboard presses with a hot dog.
Okay.
Williams offers a variety of hot dogs. You can get bacon mac and cheese dog. That sounds good.
Bacon mac and cheese hot dogs.
Yeah. You can get a Chicago dog, pizza dog, and a lot more. Quote, it's kind of like a simple place with simple hot dogs, but not so simple toppings, unquote. If you want to try Williams for yourself, they're located at 2003 14th Street West in Bradenton.
So how much are we getting paid by Willie's dogs to...
Not a goddamn thing. I just thought that was a good story.
Well, it's not really Florida man-ish. There wasn't anything dumb going on. It was...
Oh, it's dumb that she's getting paid with fucking hot dogs.
But she likes hot dogs. It's a win-win. Now, me, I love sunflower seeds, but ain't nobody... Fucking David ain't sponsoring us, are they?
Not yet. I tried to get Tito's. I sent them an email. They didn't respond.
You sent Tito's an email?
Fuck yeah, I did.
When were you going to tell me about this?
They sponsor podcasts. Well, if we would have got the account, I would have said it. I would have let you know. Because we would have had to record a... spot for Tito's.
So what do they pay? They pay cash or they give us liquor?
Oh, we didn't get that far because they didn't respond to me. But they sponsor other podcasts. I noticed that. So
really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Just not us.
We're going to have to move these.
We're not big enough yet, I think. I think we're about 65% of the way to being sponsored by actual legit businesses that are like nationwide.
And then we start getting paid?
Yes, sir.
More than we are now?
Yep.
You know, I love sunflower seeds, but it's a lot of work to get to the little seed.
Yeah, that's why I don't eat them, because I'm fucking lazy.
But I don't know how things work in your house, but here, if you're not close to the food source at the time it is prepared.
Yeah, you got to be there.
You're going to miss out. So I'm going to get stuck with the shit they don't want.
No, go ahead.
No.
We'll pause. We're not even halfway through this shit, so go ahead and get your food.
After the riveting hot dog story, we now will move on to story number 3. That is Trace for our Spanish-speaking friends. All right. Story number 3. Florida man loses thumb into a jaguar.
Mm-hmm.
A Florida man was bitten by his jaguar.
It was not a Jacksonville jaguar.
Theodore Levy, age 81, lost his right thumb after it was caught in the door of his $96,000 vehicle, which includes a, quote, soft close, unquote, feature with a history of problems, according to a lawsuit.
If you are dumb enough to spend $96,000 on a vehicle.
Oh, come on now. If you got the money.
What?
I'd love to have a damn Jag. Why not? If you're sitting on $4 or $5 million,
I'm not spending $100,000 on a car.
Shit, I would.
That's not a Jeep with $70,000 worth of
shit, I would. Levy was at a restaurant parking lot in April of 2017 when the fancy feature automatically activated, trapping his hand.
Well, that's not supposed to happen.
The soft close feature has also injured BMW drivers. Now, we don't have that problem with Jeeps or Chrysler vehicles.
My wife's new minivan has an auto close feature on the sliding doors. Yeah, you just push a button and it closes right up.
All right.
The tailgate, too.
Comes really?
Right down, yeah, all motorized.
Levy watched in horror. He was scared as the door pulverized the bone structure in his digit.
and left his thumb a, quote, shadow of what it used to be.
It all crippled up.
According to a New Jersey federal court lawsuit against the car company.
Why'd he file in New Jersey if he's from Florida?
I don't know. The company failed to include a sensor to detect when an object was in the way of the door. Levy gripes in the legal papers.
Yeah, see, you know what? My fucking $30,000 Chrysler minivan has one of those.
Yep.
Why doesn't your $96,000 Jaguar? Huh?
The flawed soft close feature turns the car into a guillotine. Jag says it's not seen the lawsuit and it couldn't comment.
I don't know nothing about that.
Oh, no, I'm sure we see that.
Ugh.
The fuck?
He lost a digit.
Yep. His thumb. That's like one of the most important digits.
Oh, now you don't have the opposable thumb. Now you can't pick shit up.
Now you're no better than a monkey.
Nope. Yep. Oh, monkeys don't have? You sure?
I don't know.
Monkeys have thumbs.
I don't think they're opposable, though. I don't think they go all the way across.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because they're kind of like toes. They're like really long toes.
All right, I'm going to look that up because I think you're wrong.
All right. Well, while you're...
I don't know where to put my sunflower seed. Food
fight! While you're looking that up, we're on to the Florida man food fight for this time. Gainesville man covered in chocolate syrup, arrested for domestic battery and criminal mischief. And a surprise birthday party led to charges of criminal mischief and domestic battery. After Gainesville Police Department officers say a Gainesville man shoved and grabbed his girlfriend before seriously damaging her car early Saturday. According to an arrest report, Charles James Preston III, age 26, he sounds like a prick. Anytime you put three after somebody's name. Preston III arrived home to a special surprise party thrown by his girlfriend. The two got intimate, but the girlfriend told Preston she wanted to go to sleep. No.
I'm done. I'm out.
You just...
All I can think about reading this name is Charles Emerson Winchester III.
Yeah, from MASH.
Very good, Joel.
I know my MASH. The victim...
You want to go to MASH trivia?
Oh, I used to have a MASH trivia game.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, you think you know your shit?
It's been a long time since I've seen it, though.
All right. That would be a whole lot more fun than the Florida trivia thing.
All right. Well, next time we'll...
So I think we should be announced here. We should end the bit of the Florida trivia.
Yeah. I've decided I'm going to let Phil burn the book.
We're burning the fucking book.
Yeah. We're going to do that right after we finish recording this episode. So it should have been on social media by now. So if you haven't seen it, go look that up. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, @FloridaManPod, and you can see the...
I'll be the one with the sunflower seeds and the Jack Daniels.
And the lighter, because I'm not doing it. I'll hold the camera. All right. The victim told GPD police officers that Preston shoved her out of the bed, she shoved him back, and then he shoved her into the closet.
Oh, shit.
She told police Preston held her in the closet against her will before entering the closet and grabbing her neck and holding her against the wall. Well, what a fucking asshole. Soon after, the victim told police she ran outside and was chased by Preston. The two argued, and she told police that Preston then began to kick her and dent her vehicle before ripping off the spoiler. God damn.
Damn.
That takes some muscle to rip off a spoiler. Around 4 a.m., the victim ran to the Circle K at the intersection of Southwest 34th Street and Southwest 35th Place. When officers arrived, they found her in a onesie and covered in chocolate syrup. Okay, so that was the special birthday party surprise, I guess. After arriving at the home, officers found Preston in cutoff shorts, covered in chocolate syrup and whipped cream. This story took a left turn.
Well, I took a weird turn.
His girlfriend's vehicle was covered in a white powder, and officers estimated damage in excess of $5,000.
All right. Hang on. All right. So they started with a little play. It got a little creepy.
Little whipped cream.
She was out.
Little chocolate syrup. And then
he shoved her in the side. No.
I'm so tired. You know,
I love chocolate syrup as much as the next feller, but that's a lot of sugar. That's sweet.
Well, that'll put you in a carb coma right there.
It would.
That's why she wanted to go to sleep.
Right.
She had too much chocolate syrup.
Exactly.
Preston told officers that his girlfriend thought he was cheating on her because of his, quote, performance.
Ooh, she wasn't into it.
I guess not. He told police that she, quote, started acting crazy, unquote, and was packing her bags to leave before she ran out.
All right, so let me get this straight. So they're into an intimate act.
Mm-hmm. For his birthday. They got the chocolate syrup.
No, wait. This may not have been something that was repetitive or something that was... a normal thing. So, hey, I got this idea. I saw this video, honey. I want you to, I got something I want to try.
Okay.
So I'm going to lay down a new sheet, some type of protective covering in the bed.
A tarp, maybe. Plastic visqueen.
I don't think I'd use the word tarp for an intimate moment. I think I would maybe have something a little more eloquent.
A shower curtain.
Yeah. Or you can use a tarp. I just wouldn't call it a tarp.
All right.
But so here's what I'm going to do. I went to the Kroger today, and I got a whole bunch of chocolate syrup.
I got the good stuff. It's Hershey's.
Hershey's. So I want you to lay still, lay down butt naked, and I'm going to cover you in syrup. And then I'm going to lay down next to you, and you're going to cover me with syrup.
Where's the whipped cream come in?
And then when we're done, we're going to put some whipped cream between us, and we're going to make us a little
Sunday.
And halfway through, she's
night,
like,
Sunday.
This motherfucker's crazy. No, I'm not. No, we're not getting syrup in the. We're not getting chocolate syrup in the hoo-ha or any of the other places. I'm out.
Yeah,
no, this is fucking stupid.
Chocolate syrup is not a good lube. That's just grounds for a UTI.
It is. So, no, we're not doing that. So, I'm out. And that's where shit went downhill.
Mm-hmm.
So, he shoved her in a closet full of caked in chocolate syrup.
Mm-hmm. And whipped cream.
Sour cream?
No, not sour cream. Whipped cream.
Sour cream and chocolate syrup doesn't sound very good. Okay, we may need to change our sponsor.
To Jack Daniels?
Yeah.
I like the Tito's better.
I like the Tito's better, but I want David Sunflowers to sponsor us. I don't know where to put these that I can't get to them. Mm. I've moved them all over the table, but our table's not big enough.
Yeah, it is.
This is torture because I have sunflower seeds right within my reach and sushi right on the other side of the wall.
You want me to put the sunflower seeds over here for you until we finish?
No, I'm nowhere near my damn seeds.
All right. After he was taken to the Alachua County Jail, Preston told officers his girlfriend had stabbed him.
Oh, shit. What happened? Where'd that go from?
While he had a cut on his middle finger, officers still determined he was the primary aggressor. Preston, whose birthday is Saturday, is being held at the Alachua County Jail on a felony criminal mischief charge and misdemeanor domestic battery charge.
So what have we learned from this, Joel? I'm going to tell you I've learned.
Don't use chocolate syrup. Use peanut butter. Yeah.
Now, I know your spouse, I would say, fairly well.
Yes.
In the event that during some type of birthday function, if you brought up the idea that we should cover ourselves in chocolate syrup and whipped cream.
Yeah. No.
I can promise you the last place you're going to be is in a closet. Because the second thing that I don't want to see is your naked ass. with chocolate syrup and whipped cream all over you.
Nope, not gonna happen. That's a waste of good chocolate syrup.
I wish I could be there when you told your wife that, hey, I got this idea.
Now this episode doesn't come out for 2 weeks. You want me to put the video camera in my pocket and float it by her?
I want to be there. I don't want to be there present.
You just want to see the reaction. I could make that happen.
When you come up with the idea of, hey, I got an idea. I saw this shit on the midget channel on Pornhub, and I thought it would be really cool to try. I just want a video presence when she kicks your ass sideways.
I will be sleeping in the Jeep that night.
Oh, dear God.
I've
never been. I don't get the whole food thing during sex. I love 9 1/2 weeks.
I was just going to say,
fantastic movie back in the 80s.
That's a good movie, but they you don't have to clean up after that.
No,
movie.
It was 9 1/2 weeks. Was a. I like bread and butter. That was back in the day, that was really freaky.
Because
you couldn't get porn unless you went to the adult bookstore. There was no internet. So you had to go. So that was as close as you could get to. Now you got HBO showing full frontal nudity and
God bless them.
God bless them for. Yeah, but you don't have to, so much has changed, you know, from the acceptance of once the internet came out, then you don't. I mean, that was. I mean, don't not that you didn't frame forward advance on to see Phoebe Cates coming out of the swimming pool.
Oh yeah, on Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Or you saw a glimpse of a nip, you know, nip slip or something. Oh, go back, dude, go back. And you got a frame. Literally, you had the VCR. Yeah. And you frame advanced it through to see it.
And you couldn't do it on what if you're like if you were watching like Skinemax or anything, that was just if you missed it, if you blink, you missed it. Yeah. You were done.
That was Saturday night. Saturday Night Flicks that they had on Cinemax.
I don't know, but yeah, I mean, you couldn't pause it and rewind like you can now.
Kids today got it too easy.
They really do.
You should have to work for your porn.
Exactly. Or like
that's why the movie industry is trying
to
so look, bad.
You know, try to put it on the scrambled channel and try to make out. I think that's a nipple there. Mm-hmm. I think that is. Yeah, they got it way too easy. But I got to say, whatever your kink is, you can find it now.
You know what surprises me? And this is the weirdest, kinky shit I've ever... I don't understand at all. I'm surprised we hadn't had a Furby story. In a year, almost over a year of doing this, that we hadn't had a Furby story.
A furry story? Yeah.
Is it Furby or furry?
Furby is the little animatronic robot thing that you can buy in the store. Furry.
So what's the ones that dress up and have sexual acts in a animal costume?
Furries. Yeah. Yeah, no, we haven't seen him. I don't have a Google alert set up for furries, just for Florida Man. So
we should look into that.
Do you want me
Florida
to
Man
for
furries?
Florida furries.
But you do it on your account. I'm not doing it on mine.
I was just going to say incognito mode.
Put it on our Florida Man account.
I already have to deal with so much fucking spam on that thing.
Well, I have learned to log out after you leave now, so we don't get as much as we used to. But my spam was good spam. My spam was Guitar Center.
I was going to say Guitar Center and music, Sweetwater.
Sweetwater and
Musician's Friend. Yeah.
That's my porn.
All right. Well,
give me a good music catalog any day.
Moving on to story number 4. Florida man used remote control device to cover license plate, avoid paying tolls.
Oh, I read about this.
This is a pretty smart guy. I wish too bad he got caught, because this is something I've always thought about. Florida man found himself in jail after he used an elaborate setup to cover his license plate to avoid a toll on State Road 417, according to Florida Highway Patrol. Dash cam footage showed a trooper pulling over John Guevara on SR 417 after noticing his license was obscured.
So he flipped it but forgot to flip it back.
Yep. Guevara seems to tell the trooper the cover doesn't work all the time, but it looks to have functioned properly for the trooper as he uses the remote. Quote, "That is stealing. I mean, you're stealing from the state," unquote, said Kim Montez of the Florida Highway Patrol. "You are purposely obscuring your tag so that you cannot be charged the toll violation." Guevara was placed into county jail on felony charges of cheating or gross fraud.
Wait. That's a felony?
Yep, I guess so. The arrest doesn't mark the first time troopers have caught someone with a similar device. In 2017, a trooper caught a driver on State Road 408 dropping a shield. More than 100,000 tickets were written to people for obscuring their tags in 2018. 100,000 tickets.
Holy shit. I had no idea.
But usually that's for like a license plate cover that's tinted too dark. You can't have anything. Even the clear ones technically are not allowed in Florida.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because
eventually I've seen things that they would show that the, because in Florida, well, I guess at anywhere where there's tolls, we can either have your, we have SunPass here.
Right, the transponder.
Transponder that goes on, or you can go through the paid thing. Mm-hmm. But if you go through and you go to the back of your car and it takes a picture of your car, if the license plate, that's the only way they can track you.
Yeah, and they do the pay by toll and you get a bill for
you
like.
You get a bill and, yeah, you get.
For like five times
what the postage would have been.
No, it's more than that. It's whatever the toll is plus a $10 service fee.
Oh, no, but there's some places you can do, if you don't have a transponder, it does toll by mail.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
But even if you don't have it, it's okay to go through. They'll bill you.
Right, and that's but it's a $10
service. No, it's not.
Well, it depends on, I guess, where you are, because we got hit with
it's
that.
It's not a violation. It's
no,
just,
no.
No, you can go
it's,
through.
It's not a violation. It's just a service fee that they pay, that you have to pay extra. And
they did the tolls to actually pay for the bridges or the construction of the infrastructure.
Right, exactly.
But once it's paid, shouldn't they stop the tolls?
Well, no, they got to do upkeep and maintenance on it, too. Hmm.
All right.
Anyway, owning the mechanism to cover a license plate technically isn't illegal, but placing it on your car with your tags blocked is, especially on the road. Quote,
so is that kind of like owning a – if you own a crack pipe, it's not illegal to own the crack pipe.
But once you smoke
once you
crack
put the
in
crack
it, you've
in
got
it,
the paraphernalia.
Then that's considered paraphernalia?
Yep. That's why they can sell them as those little rose
in the smoke
things.
Shops.
In the, or no, like in the gas station, they put a little rose in there. Did you ever notice that at the Not at like a 7-Eleven or a Circle K, but like at the independent gas stations. If you see they sell the little glass vial with a rose in it.
Yeah.
Those are crack pipes.
No shit.
Yep.
How do you know that, Joel?
I read a lot of true crime shit. Quote, if you have it in a down position at any time, the car is in motion or is on a roadway, you're breaking the law, Montez said. So it's one of those technicality things where you can own it, but you can't use it.
Bobby damn. I have learned something new tonight.
Well, that's what this show is all about.
It's education.
Yep.
Edumacation.
We need to switch our iTunes category to education.
No. That's the last thing I want to be. Yeah.
Okay.
I see somebody come kid writing a term paper.
On Florida.
Using Florida Man. That's a reference source. No, it's on the internet. It must be true. All right. I swear to God, I'm putting the sunflower seeds down. After this last one.
God, these are addictive. I hate these damn things. Mm.
So much work.
I love them. I hate them.
So delicious, though. Okay, I'm done. Oh.
Need another refill? We've only got two more stories to go.
I may be all right. All right, story number five. That is story cinco for our Spanish-speaking friends. Florida man arrested for voyeurism for the third time.
That's Trace for our Spanish-speaking listeners.
You stole my bit. Motherfucker. Fucking thief. Come up with your own shit, all right? Other than the... Never mind.
I tried
to. Hang on. We have a message.
Uh-oh.
I told Heather I am burning it tonight, and she replied, good for you. All right. A Florida man arrested for voyeurism for the third time. A Florida man with two previous voyeurism convictions... hence the third time,
yep.
Was arrested again on similar charges after he was seen peeping into a bedroom window at a mobile home park.
Now,
creeper.
You are not going to see something that interesting in looking in the window.
You don't know that.
I lived in a mobile home park for a couple of years while I was in high school.
I'm
going to correct myself. There are some girls that were in the trailer park that I definitely would like.
I will tell you this. Now, we have a family, my girlfriend, and it's four of us here.
Mm-hmm.
Not enough room necessarily for what we need to put all our shit and stuff. But if I could, you think about it. If I could sell the house, buy a mobile home in a park. A resort type thing.
Oh, you're talking about a motor home, though.
No, I'm talking about just a permanent trailer.
Oh, okay.
I don't like the term trailer park because I grew up, I was raised in a trailer. I mean, my mom and dad had a trailer.
Yeah, my parents.
That's all we could afford. So, I mean, they had a trailer on a lot next to my grandparents' place. And that's what until dad bought the house across the street.
Yeah.
I was raised, my sister and I was raised in a trailer. It's not, and I don't like the fact that it's.
They're manufactured homes.
Yeah, I don't like the fact, a trailer park, trailer trash. No.
No.
But you think, if you could actually buy a trailer, you know, buy a manufactured home,
mm-hmm.
pay cash for the shit, you ain't got to pay.
Just your lot rent.
Done.
Yep.
I don't like the term, you know, as far as when people say stuff about trailer park trash and this stuff. No, it's what you can afford if it's a roof over your head.
Yep. And like I said, I grew up, when I was in high school, after my parents got divorced, my mom lived in a trailer park, and so did my dad.
I think I was 12 or 13 whenever we were raised in a, and it was, you do what you got to do. I mean, I don't like the connotation about stuff about trailer park, you know, that type of stuff.
Anyway, this one guy was peeping in people's windows.
Now, peeking in windows, that's a different story. That's a fucking pervert. All right. Barry Allen Porterfield, the property manager, was arrested May the 16th on a charge of voyeurism for a third offense and taken to the Leon County Detention Facility. He was released the following day after posting $2,500 bond.
So $250 is all he needed to...
Yeah, we learned that from
Mike.
From Mike, our resident bond expert. His arrest came months after police responded to a complaint about a peeping Tom outside of a mobile home on Dura Circle.
According to court records, a man and woman were in the bed in their bedroom around 1 a.m.
on November
the 5th.
It doesn't say they're in their bed. It says they were on their
bed. On their bed.
So they weren't in bed yet. They were on the bed.
On the bed when they saw someone looking into their window.
Mm-hmm.
They called a neighbor who walked to the residence and saw Porterfield standing on top of the mobile home hitch and peering through the blinds of their bedroom.
Oh, shit.
The neighbor said he was 100% sure the man was Porterfield because he pays him rent every month.
I'm going to paraphrase here.
The son of a bitch ran away after seeing the neighbor who called the police. He later denied he was the person who peeped in the window, but he gave police conflicting statements about his activities that night.
Always have an alibi.
He was convicted of misdemeanor for voyeurism in 2007 and 2010.
So it's been a while since he got caught.
Yep. He got caught.
Yeah. Got caught.
He was charged with felony voyeurism for the most recent incident because of the previous convictions.
Third strike, you're out.
Felony. Federal.
I didn't say federal.
Doesn't that mean federal?
No. Felony just means it's a more serious crime.
I thought federal meant that it was a felony, meant it was a federal offense.
No. It can be a state felony.
Oh, okay.
Or a local felony.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, you've been arrested more than I have, so I don't know about it.
I am pretty sure I've been arrested the exact same number of times you have.
How many is that?
Zero.
You would be wrong.
So I've been arrested less than you.
Thank you very much.
All right, then. So you would be the expert.
In this particular studio tonight, that would be correct.
All right.
Porterfield faced other accusations from tenants of the mobile homes on Dura Circle. In 2015, a woman complained to police that Porterfield was harassing and stalking her. She also complained that someone was sneaking into her home while she was out. At one point, she put clear tape on her front door and came home and found it cut. Proof that someone had been inside.
She is a...
Dun, 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 dun.
She is a detective right there.
That's Magnum P.I. That's Barnaby Jones right there.
That is high school field trip chaperone right there.
The woman was granted a temporary injunction against Porterfield for protection from stalking. However, in a twist of fate, the injunction was later dismissed for lack of evidence.
Yeah, it turns out he just wanted his rent money.
I just seen him buy his home.
Yep.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Fucking pervert.
Standing up on the hitch of the trailer. Now, our trailer didn't have a hitch. It was pretty much permanent.
Oh, we had a hitch.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
You didn't take it off for aesthetic purposes?
You couldn't. It was part of the frame.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This was old school. This was in the 70s.
Oh, okay. You're a lot older than I am. Anyway, going back to high school here, Florida prom, this is story number 6, Florida prom after party shut down by deputies after, quote, enormous amount of alcohol, unquote, found. A prom after party was shut down before it was started after Martin County Sheriff's deputies say they found a rented house filled with Jello shots, an enormous amount of alcohol, and marijuana cigars.
Now, is Martin County, not Marion County?
Yeah, this is Boca.
You said Marion County, didn't you?
No, I said Martin.
Oh, so where's Martin County? Boca Raton. Okay.
The refrigerator was stocked with mixers and Jello shots. There were stripper poles that had been placed inside the rented home, Lieutenant Ryan Grimsdale said.
Oh, they were so close.
My understanding was that they were planning on having a bikini contest, and on the second and third floors, the bathrooms were fully stocked with alcohol. These were not rookies. These guys were experts. That is a totally perfect plan.
So where does... They had stripper poles?
They had stripper poles in the house.
Inside a rented home.
Yep.
You just don't buy those things and stick them up. I mean, you have to install them, and you
got
to screw
them. No, they got portable ones.
They do?
They work like a shower curtain rod where you just twist it so it lengthens.
Oh.
Yeah. Sheriff's deputies said they were called the morning of
April. How do you know that?
I browse on Amazon. Sheriff's deputies said they were called the morning of April 12th by a school resource officer for West Boca Raton Community High School who told them a house party with alcohol might happen at a Palm City home in the 3300 block of Southwest Grass
Trail. Somebody rented them out?
Somebody ran him out to the resource officer, and the resource officer called the cops.
Oh, man.
The officer said...
So some sumbitch that didn't get invited ratted him out.
Exactly. The officer said about 100 to 200 teens were expected to attend. 200 people at a house party. Deputies said they researched the home and found it had been rented by a 19-year-old for April 12th on Airbnb, an online home rental website. Deputies said they called the property manager and learned the house owner lives in Austria. They said the manager didn't know the home was going to be used for a party, possibly involving underage drinking and drug use.
Joel, I would like to stop the show right here for a second.
Sure.
I owe you an apology.
Why is that?
You can buy portable stripper poles on Amazon.
I'm saying.
$89.99.
That's a deal.
We can get a Yahee Tech. Seriously, Y-A-H-E-E-T-E-C. Yahee Tech professional spinning dancing pole. Portable, removable, 45-millimeter dance pole for exercise, club, party, pub, and home. $90.
What's the weight limit on that?
It doesn't say. Okay. It had 102 likes, though.
All right.
I owe you an apology. I thought you were full of shit. But you know what? I stand corrected, Joel. So for the record, I want to issue an official apology.
Apology accepted. Grimsdale said no one was arrested regarding the incident because deputies did not see any minors in possession of alcohol or drugs. Deputies said because the party was called off early in the day, teens didn't go to the house that night. We were able to prevent the party from occurring and subsequently any of the problematic behaviors that would have been associated with it, he said. The 19-year-old who organized the party, now, by 19, you've already graduated, so you're probably not a attendee at that school where the prom was for, I wouldn't think. He told deputies when he went to the home on April 12th, he was organizing the event, but he hadn't bought the alcohol or marijuana that was in the house and that someone else had. Grimsdale said... That's, again, wasn't mine. It's not mine. Grimsdale said deputies took the marijuana on April 12th as evidence when the 19-year-old was at the home, but left the alcohol and jello shots inside the home because the owner of the home was over the age of 21.
Now, are you a jello shot aficionado?
I have been known to partake in...
Yeah, are you any good?
Am I any good at...
Jello shots.
Making them or...
No, partaking of them.
Oh, yeah, I like them.
So you can clean them out good with your tongue?
Oh, yeah.
You can?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One shot.
Mm-hmm.
Deputy said they did not arrest the 19-year-old because he didn't have any marijuana or alcohol in his possession, and they couldn't prove if he stocked the house with it. This was going to be an alcoholic, drug-infused party, and when you get adolescents that don't always make good choices to start with, and you throw intoxicants in the mix, it is a recipe for absolute disaster, Grimsdale said.
Yep, not and also makes for great
memories,
girls going wild videos. Yeah.
All right. You just want to make sure that everybody that's in that video is over the age of 18.
Yep, as they always are on Girls Gone Wild videos.
Oh, of course. No girl is going to lie. Absolutely to get on not. To get that tank top that they give you for showing your titties.
All right, that's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more or wish to buy your own portable stripper pole, you can subscribe to the podcast using the show notes in the notes, or you can go to Amazon.com.
And if you like the show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to Florida Men.
Like us and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We are at Florida Men Pod.
If you've got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover, send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674.
If you'd like to support the show financially, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/floridamen or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridamen.
We'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers personally. They are Colin, Koneth, David, Erica, Heather and Josh, Jessica, Katie, Kurt, Matt, Matthew, Paradise After Dark Podcast, Roxanne, Stephanie, The Long Since Past Podcast, and Travis.
This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the Florida Men Podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, the Florida Board of Tourism, or David's Sunflower Seeds.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed at a house party in Boca.
Of course it was. And as always, we will finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man. And Tracy can kiss my ass.
Florida man, Florida man. It might be crazy, might be stupid. He's a Florida man. got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida Man. Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. Florida Man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida Man.